Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, in our study of Galatians chapter 5, we were talking about how hard some so-called Christians work to justify their sin by using the words liberty or grace. Hey, listen closely to the study today. We should from time to time consider the loathsome picture the Bible paints of sin, instead of the glamour shot that the world tries to give sin. It's a beautiful girl and a handsome guy on a billboard. But you see, it only shows you the moment, the sensuality, but it does not show you the early grave, the broken life, the broken home, and the terror of those souls who are in hell. You see, the degree of pleasure of the moment pales in magnitude to the degree of regret for sin's continuing payment and hurt. You see, the truth is that the greatness of the wages of sin is far greater than the pleasure of the sin. The average man pays more attention to the world's light estimate of sin than, you might say, rather than what God says about it. So-called Christians seem to work harder thinking of ways to justify it. Of course, one of the ways they have tried to justify it is use the word liberty or grace even. So they try to do that rather than to see what God actually says about it. Make sure that you understand this completely. God makes no compromises with the flesh. Check your King James Bible, since it's the best and it's the right one because it was translated from the right and best manuscripts. That is, you don't find the word compromise. You don't find the word toleration. Because God never compromises his holiness, nor does he tolerate sin, for he cannot look on iniquity. The fashion of sin is not changed by making it fashionable. You see, my friend, you can change the label on a bottle of strychnine poison, but that will not change the contents to a harmless beverage, even if you do change the label. What a shame when the mirth of sin gives way to the doom of hell for those whose sins are not under the blood of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And by the way, you may want to write this down. The sins of the mind are no less revolting to God than those that are carried out physically. In Genesis chapter 6, verse 5, we read this, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that," listen to this next phrase, "every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." God sent a flood to destroy the world, even due to the continual evil thoughts in the heart of men. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, we read this, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Oh, yes. He uses the Bible as the measure of your thoughts and even the intents of your heart, and he knows them all. You cannot hide anything from God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5, it says, therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord come, who will both bring to light the things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts. And then shall every man have praise of God. Now, sitting in the position as a pastor, I see sometimes, especially with parents, they'll have children, adult children, to get involved in very evil, terrible sin. And the child will lie and blame others and blame the church, blame the preacher, blame whatever. And there's no convincing those parents. And they think they're standing up for their child. Many times it's years later when they see the mess that maybe it wasn't that church. Maybe it wasn't that pastor. But so often it's too late. But my friend, sinful thoughts, sinful things of the heart and mind are revolting to God. But grace speaks of not his toleration of our sin. Liberty does not speak of his giving us a free license to sin. Oh no, my friend. That is a doctrine that is formed by Satan, I believe himself, straight out of hell. And foolish religious people have been so deceived by that. Oh no. The grace of God will still save a sinner. And why did Jesus come? To save us from our sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. And yes, it was his grace, his mercy, that would do that, and that he might give us liberty to be free from the power of those things over us. So having said that, let us now see the words in these three verses as it is broken down. Now we look here again at verse 19, as it speaks of the works of the flesh. He mentions first, now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these. And he says, adultery. Adultery. Well, we know of many homes that have been hurt, homes that have been broken because of that terrible sin. Adultery is a sexual relationship with someone else who is not your mate. Now, you're married, but that someone else may or may not be married. Or they're married and you're not. But when you enter with a married person, whether one of you is single or not, to that sexual relationship, then my friend, you're in adultery. As a matter of fact, if someone is married and you are entering into a relationship with them, and you say, but there's no sex. There's no sex involved. Please understand, the desire's there, and you're still betraying the solemn word that you gave or that other person gave. That should tell each one involved in adultery that the person you're involved with is not very trustworthy. And the time will come when you will be seen as not trustworthy. And so often it's those that get together and run off and marry one another, divorcing their former mates, that end up being the jealous type or looking for another relationship because they thought this new relationship would give them a fulfillment that they were seeking, and that really there's some fulfillment that comes only from the Lord in the deepest parts of our innermost being. Now keep Jesus' words in mind, if you will, as seen in Matthew chapter 5, verses 27 and 28. They're very important. He says, "Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery." Now listen how Jesus says it. "But I say unto you," who was Jesus? He was Emmanuel, God come in the flesh, God with us. So he has the right to say this. "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." By the way, that is stronger than the law stated. So there is no liberty to pornography. There is no liberty to adulterous thoughts. There is no liberty to say, "Well, one man to one woman does not pertain to the day." And you're right, it doesn't, as far as the world is concerned, because as far as Satan is concerned, as far as false religion is concerned, but the Bible still calls it sin, and the marriage bed is undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers, God will judge. You can pass 1,000 laws in this country, but it will not change what God will do about that. Okay, the next word in our text, verse 19, is fornication. Fornication is a general term for sexual sin of any kind. It comes from the Greek word porneia. We get our word pornography from it. This can be bestiality. It can be homosexuality. It can be sins of all nature, sexual sins. It can be the one that is a child molester. It can be all of those. It's a general term. Some thought, well, it just means it's unmarried people having sexual relationships, and that does apply to that, but it's not only that, and it's not limited to that. It is any sexual sin. And again, God will judge. The next one listed here in the works of the flesh here in verse 19 of Galatians chapter 5 is uncleanness. Now, this is referring to moral uncleanness, lewdness. But it's different from whoredom and something that is of that nature.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, "May the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today."
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, "May God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus."
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands.